The fact is that the freedom that only Jesus Christ can bring is a fantastic thing. But whilst the facts are incredibly important, you don't find freedom in facts. The Apostle Paul was an interesting character. He was a member of the Sanhedrin, the ruling religious body in Jerusalem. And there's a reason that he made it to the top of the pile, Philippians chapter 3, verses 4 to 6. If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews. As to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. So Paul's heritage, his breeding, his upbringing, ticked all the right boxes. He studied the Old Testament law. He knew it from back to front. He worked hard at it. You know the sort of person. He had all the head knowledge that you could ask for, all the discipline that you could ever expect of anybody. On top of that, he was a Pharisee. Now, this sect took the idea of following the law to incredible lengths. The very word Pharisee means to be a religious separatist. He was absolutely full on. And yet the one thing he didn't have was freedom. Until one day on the road to Damascus, Jesus appeared to him. And that encounter with Jesus was the turning point of his life. This is what he writes years later, looking back on it. Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 to 12. For I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel that was proclaimed by me is not of human origin. For I did not receive it from a human source, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. So it wasn't something that he'd learned through years of study. It was a revelation. The original Greek word used there for revelation is the word apocalypsis. In other words, it was an apocalyptic revelation. Dramatic, powerful, completely life-changing. And it wasn't a revelation about Jesus. It wasn't words from a book. Come on, Paul knew all those words in the Old Testament books. He'd studied them for years. He'd made it to the top of the religious pile that way. But that's not what changed his life. It wasn't a revelation about Jesus. It was a revelation of Jesus through a personal encounter with him. Have you had an apocalyptic revelation of the person of Jesus Christ? Have you had a dramatic, powerful, life-changing encounter with Jesus? No? Then get a revelation. Jesus is waiting for you now. He wants to turn your life upside down now. All the head knowledge in the world won't do that for you. Only Jesus. And there you have it. God's word, fresh for you today.